Here are the stories we're covering this week in the Category5.tv newsroom. The world's first autonomous transport ship plans to set out on its voyages next year. A Swedish rail firm has approved Trainee McTrainface as the name of their train following an online poll. Google is unleashing 20 million lab-created sterile male mosquitoes on a city and says this is a good thing and will help control the mosquito population. According to the Federation Against Copyright Theft, British magazine Cody is directing readers to copyright-infringing software. And updated drone regulations in Canada make it legal to fly again. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost. For just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
there.
If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
I'm Sasha Dermatis, and here are the top stories for the week of July 26, 2017. A crewless ship to be christened the Yara Birkeland is expected to start sailing in 2018, initially delivering fertilizer along a 37-mile route in southern Norway. The electric-powered ship will be minuscule by modern standards, with the capacity for 100 to 150 containers, but its arrival could be a huge turning point for the global shipping industry. The ship, according to the Wall Street Journal, will cost $25 million, about three times as much as a conventional ship of similar size, but will save up to 90% in annual operating costs by eliminating both fuel and crew. Though it is projected to launch next year, it will transition to fully autonomous operations only in stages. It will first be operated by an onboard crew, then remotely, before becoming fully self-guided by 2020. That is around the time rules governing autonomous ships are expected to be in place.
Okay.
So, Jeff, how do you feel about that?
I think it's a very cool idea.
Mm-hmm.
But the sea is not a place to be playing around with a fully automated boat. I mean, like, is it going to be able to adapt to things like, hey, a hurricane just showed up in the middle of the ocean?
Okay, so here's the thing. I feel like it, because it's safer for people to not be on the ship in the hurricane, I'm okay with the ship. Perhaps I don't like a ship full of fertilizer going down, but I feel like it's better for the people to not be on board if there's going to be a catastrophic failure of some sort.
I,
not that I think that the ocean needs 150 containers full of fertilizer.
Well, that's just a crappy situation.
Bottom. That's a bad. Yeah.
I've been waiting to use it.
So,
but no, I think it's very cool though. But I just, I can't help but wonder, like, is the AI going to be ready for the elements? I mean, we've got autonomous cars that can't pick up, or sorry, not autonomous cars, but self-driving cars that can't pick up jumping kangaroos in Australia. But now we're going to send a ship out into the water. Like, is it going to be programmed for icebergs? Is it going to be programmed for other
boats?
Were
people really good with the icebergs, Jeff?
Well, there was one boat that struggled with the icebergs. Or a iceberg. But, yeah, like, I don't know.
I like they're doing it in stages, right? So it's kind of like the news story that we had last week with the race cars where there was a human in the car that would guide, right?
Yes.
So it's similar to that in that people will be in the boat and train the boat, probably the route, and it likely won't deviate from that, right? So now the thing is, I mean, if I were to take kind of another side of it, yeah. Now people are out of jobs, right?
I've been making that argument for a year.
I know. So I'm your writing on this one. But people are perhaps now available to get safer on shore jobs than on the sea jobs.
That's true. That is true.
Those disappointed when Britain rejected the name Bodie McBoatface for a polar research ship should find joy in the name of a new train in Sweden. After a public vote, a Swedish rail operator has vowed to name one of its trains Trainy McTrainface, The Guardian reports. Trainy McTrainface won 49% of the votes in the naming competition conducted by online train operator MTR Express and Swedish newspaper Metro, beating choices such as Hakan, Miriam, and Poseidon. The train will run between the Swedish capital, Stockholm, and Gothenburg, the country's second biggest city. MTR said another train had been voted to be named Glenn, an apparent tribute to an IFK Gothenburg soccer team of the 1980s that featured four players of that name, uncommon in Sweden, including Glenn Heisen, who later captained Liverpool. Okay. So first thing I thought is Glenn was probably a nod to Walking Dead, and I was completely wrong.
But why would you name a train after a character from The Walking Dead?
I don't know. That's the only Glenn I know, I guess.
Well, then Trainy McTrainface.
I'm so happy that there aren't public polls for naming children.
There are.
There better not be.
Well, I don't know about public polls, but I know I've seen people where they've done fundraisers online, like, hey, name our baby, and for every vote, it's like $5. And
Baby McBabyface?
Oh, no, there's been some wild ones. Mm. Yeah, and don't know if it's ever actually been tested legally in court. My thought is if you're going to take money and somebody wins, you have to name their kid that.
I don't love it. I love the name Trainy McTrainface, to be honest with you. I don't love the name Poseidon for a train. That seems weird. Isn't Poseidon like a water thing?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
See, I would have expected just people to be voting for like Thomas the Tank Engine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How come people didn't do Thomas?
I don't know. Maybe Thomas wasn't as riveting as Glenn or Trainy McTrainface.
Trainy McTrainface.
This is what our world has
They should have named the train Bodie McBoatface.
That would have been a kick in the teeth for the boat company.
Yeah.
Well then.
Google's healthcare arm Verily announced just before the weekend it will release 20 million sterile male mosquitoes into the wild in Fresno County, California. Don't panic. It's to test fighting diseases like Zika, dengue, and chikungunya. I'm glad I do not have that disease. The debug project will be the biggest U.S. study to set free mosquitoes infected with Wolbachia, a common reproductive parasite. The idea is that the infected mosquitoes will try to mate with wild females, but the eggs laid will not hatch and the mosquito population will decline over time. 1 million mosquitoes will be released over a 20-week period.
Okay. I love this story because I am like a mosquito magnet.
Right.
So I love the idea of getting rid of mosquitoes.
That shocks me.
What? What, that something is magnetized to me? I'm an attractive individual.
No, it shocks me that you would be okay with messing with things.
Look, it's not like the mosquitoes are being taken over by robots.
Okay.
They're just being eradicated.
They're like GMO mosquitoes now.
But they're reproductive GMO mosquitoes.
Okay, but what are mosquitoes? Like, mosquitoes have to be good for something, and now to have
sharing ginger blood.
Okay. I hate mosquitoes too. I get it. But don't they feed, like, I wish I knew more. Don't they feed birds or
bats?
They feed bats.
Yes. Bats eat mosquitoes.
Okay. And probably frogs eat mosquitoes. Do frogs eat mosquitoes?
I have no clue.
Anyway, I love the idea of less mosquitoes. I don't love the idea of modifying something to make less mosquitoes. I don't love the idea. I don't
know. Has modifying something outside of the natural course of creation ever gone bad for the human race?
When has modifying... This is ridiculous. What you are doing right now.
I'm just impressed you didn't like slap me.
What happened to the other ways of controlling mosquito populations? Like don't let there be standing water, right? Or
have you seen the lakes we have around this area?
But it's always windy.
Yep, but the.
But like it's a standing water situation. Mosquitoes breed in standing water.
Summer.
Don't let there be standing water. No, but if you, I don't want there to genetically modify the mosquitoes. I don't want there to be Zika or Chikungunya or whatever it's called.
Yeah,
I don't want dengue fever. I don't want sterile mosquitoes unless they choose to sterilize themselves. And that's a whole different situation.
I just don't want mosquitoes. I'm okay with no mosquitoes.
Okay.
That one's got my vote.
According to the Federation Against Copyright Theft, British magazine Kodi is directing readers to copyright infringing software. Kodi is a free legal media player for computers, but software add-ons can make it possible to download pirated content. The complete guide to Kodi magazine instructs readers on how to download such add-ons. Dennis Publishing has not yet responded to a BBC request for comment. The magazine is available at a number of retailers, including WH Smith, Waterstones, and Amazon. It was spotted on sale by a cybersecurity researcher, Kevin Bauman. It repeatedly warns readers of the dangers of accessing pirated content online, but one article lists a series of software packages alongside screenshots promoting free TV, popular albums, and world sport. Check before you stream and use them at your own risk, the guide says, before adding that readers should stay on the right side of the law. Two of the add-ons listed in the article are a banned list maintained by the Kodi developers. Nate Betson, Kodi's community and project manager, says, "We don't support piracy add-ons, and so we don't like the idea of someone selling a magazine encouraging people to use them." WH Smith declined to comment, but it is understood that the news agent has no plans to stop the sale of the magazine. Transport Canada has issued an update in recent weeks to its interim order governing the use of unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs, which include consumer and professional drones. The previous order, which went into effect on March 16th, imposed harsh restrictions on when and where Canadians could operate their drones, effectively grounding their aircrafts in most populated areas of the country. The rules surprised many, including amateur drone enthusiasts, professionals, and industry players. They also prompted a strong backlash from drone owners who signed online petitions, wrote to the Minister of Transport as well as their local MPs, and joined an online group called Node, created by Chinese drone company DJI, for the purpose of making their voices heard. Those efforts were apparently successful. The new rules adjusted the limitations imposed by the March announcement. Earlier in the month, at the Canadian launch of its new drone, the DJI Spark, Adam Lisberg, DJI's Corporate Communications Director for North America, expressed frustration with Transport Canada's rules, noting that they would do nothing to prevent drone pilots from flying recklessly if that's what they were determined to do, while they penalize the overwhelming majority of drone pilots who fly safely.
I'm not sure how I feel about this one.
I like it because it just goes to show you that your voice can absolutely be heard, right?
Yes.
So this is people
yes.
who really stood up against some super limiting regulations, and they changed the law, really.
See, speaking up, I love that they said that, look, this is wrong. You don't understand what we need to do, and you're not going far enough. You're not doing what we need. You're going to the wrong area. I like that. What I don't like is that drones are just taking off in the last couple of years as something fun to do. Like the fact that my kids have a little teeny drone. Like, are they going to be roped into these rules in some way, shape, or form?
It depends on the weight of them, I suppose. Well,
yeah, I mean, a teeny drone, it's...
Yeah.
you know, but if we get to the point where we start upgrading to something bigger, and maybe we're not using it for commercial purposes, but is this going to impact the ability of just having fun? And then I can't help but wonder, how is this going to affect like some of our other shows, like the Drone Zone?
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, I wish Henry was here for this to weigh in on it, because Henry...
That's true. He would have some good thoughts.
He would know exactly even what those regulations are, whereas I'm not quite sure. I understand that you can't fly drones after, like, up to, like, certain secured areas. Like, you can't be in a airport sort of scenario. Or,
right,
a military,
or a military base, so, stuff,
yeah,
like that, yeah. So, but still, I don't know. I think maybe they're jumping the gun on some of the rules that Transport Canada is rolling out. The other thing is a drone really transport?
Depends on if it's owned by Amazon, I guess.
Okay, good point. I'll give you that one.
Big thanks this week to the Albuquerque Turkey, Roy W. Nash, and our community of viewers for submitting stories to us this week. Thanks for watching the Category5.tv newsroom. Don't forget to like and subscribe for all your tech news with a slight Linux bias. And for more free content, be sure to check out our website. From the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Sasha Dermatis.